Now in John chapter 4 and verse 46, Jesus came into Cana of Galilee where he made the water wine. Then there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. Now I looked that up for you, 16.47 miles. So he walked 16 miles to Jesus when he found out where Jesus was. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Jesus said, except you see signs and wonders, you shall not believe. Now, signs and wonders do not bring faith. Signs and wonders cause you to look very carefully at what's being said and to embrace it. They're kind of a stop sign, a road mark that cause you to stop and pay attention. Then the nobleman said unto him, sir, come down here, my child die. Now the second thing we'll cover next week is right there. It's persistence. It's don't give up, don't quit. You see so much of that in the ministry of Jesus. He wouldn't give up, he wouldn't quit, he held fast. He said, no, if you don't come, my child's going to die. You can see that he's anchored. He knew Jesus would heal him. Now, Jesus said to him, here's the key verse. Verse 50, go your way, your son lives. The man believed the word. Now he's 16 miles from home. He doesn't have any way to communicate with home. That's long before technology. So he has no way of knowing if that's the truth or not. But he believed it. And that's the first key, is just take the word and believe it. We look for physical evidence. If it's our body, we like to feel better. You know. One lady was diabetic. She worked in a bookstore here in town. It's no longer open. I can't even tell you now what the name of it was because it's been gone a couple of decades. But I was in there one day, and she knew my family through my father, who was a church musician. And she said, I've been believing for my healing. I'm diabetic, you know. Well, I wouldn't have known that. People say that, you know, like you know everything. And she said, I didn't need my insulin this morning. She was really excited. Her sugar level was normal. And the next day, she didn't need her insulin. But the third day, she did have to have it. She was not all discouraged. She was excited. She was going to continue to believe God. She'd had two successful days. Now, see, most of us would consider we're healed because we had a successful day, and we'd consider we lost our healing when we had a down day. But she was just as steady. Persistence, very important. We'll cover that next week. Patience, hang in there. And he said, go thy way, thy son liveth. The man believed the word. Jesus spoke, and he went his way. As he was going down, his servants met him, said, thy son lives. Then he inquired of the hour when he began to amend. Now that's important, because healing is not always instant. It was more instant through the anointing that was on Jesus than it is sometimes today. I found out for me, hanging in there and being persistent and not giving up and continuing to speak the word, not being discouraged, is the key to finally getting there. It's progressive. It's so often progressive. People get in the prayer line and you lay hands on them. And one lady said to me, I didn't get it. So I thought, you know, just be a nice person here. I don't have time to have a discourse with her. So I just laid hands on her again. And she said, I didn't get it. I just didn't get it. And she's going by the physical senses. She didn't feel any different. But this is not a feel different. This is God has spoken, God has said. And the first thing faith does is just simply believe the word that's written, the word that's spoken. You just simply believe it. You don't have to have any physical evidence. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says we walk by faith, not by sight. That doesn't have anything to do with what you see or how you... I like to feel better. I know you do too. I love to feel better. I love that. But it isn't evidence that faith is working. You heard that old saying, sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes level with the ground? That's kind of how it goes sometimes. But we're just going to keep believing God. Now he asked, he said, when did he begin to amend? And they said, yesterday at the seventh hour. The Jews are very regulated. The day starts, it doesn't matter what the sun is doing, the day starts at 6 o'clock. In the dark, in the light, 6 o'clock. So this was 1 p.m. Now this is important. Yesterday, he said this, he started to amend yesterday. That means this man had been on the road home, 1 o'clock, he had seen Jesus at 1 o'clock, let's just say on Monday. 1 o'clock on Monday. And he had walked, and probably in those days, because you were beyond hotels for the most part, you would sleep under the eave of the roof of somebody's house. That was law. And so he had probably spent the night under somebody's eave in their yard. That would have been a norm for them. And then he had continued. Now, whether he ran into this group at 8 the next morning or at noon, but he had at least been 12 to 18 hours headed home, believing that his son lived with no physical evidence whatsoever. He just believed the word. He just took the word.